Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Have a great visit with our good friend, great Brain Trust member, Suzanne Paling. Folks, she's an award-winning author. The Accidental Sales Manager is their first book, already won awards. And then a new book has already won awards, The Sales Leader's Problem Solver. Did I say that right, Suzanne?
Yes, you did.
An award-winning book. Congratulations on that book. Where's it available?
It's available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble bookstores.
So check it out. The Sales Leader's Problem Solver. And tell us a little bit about it.
The book is chapter by chapter, one problem at a time. It's the issues that sales managers face, like the inconsistent sales rep, or the rep who sells only to existing customers, or the rep who spends too much time on social media. And I take the sales manager through the process of solving the problem, not just putting a Band-Aid on it, but actually digging down deep and solving the problem.
Find it. Don't just address the symptom. Go all the way down.
Yes, exactly.
So, folks, if you're one of these people who's telling Suzanne, or you're telling us as we're talking to you about having sales staff meetings, that you can't do it because you don't know how, you're not trained, you can't afford it, blah, 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 well, you can afford a couple of books, and I bet if you bought these two books of Suzanne's, you wouldn't be able to say that anymore. What do you think, Suzanne?
That's right. I give tips for running staff meetings, and I talk about the importance of them and what they mean to people. One tip I give for bringing people in to, you know, make the staff meeting fun and keep it interesting is most people in sales have friends who are in sales as well. Bring in salespeople and sales managers from non-competing industries and have them talk about their experiences.
And swap with people. I mean, you go there and they come here.
Yeah, go there. That's right. And salespeople really like to meet customers that aren't their customer. They can ask them different questions, talk about their experience. So there's a magnitude of things you can do that cost very little money.
What do you think about doing not real role plays, but just sort of maybe you call it confessions. So you could say, okay, John, you've already given me permission to say this. You lost a sale recently. Would you tell us what you learned from that loss?
I think that's a great idea.
Everybody knows you lost it. I mean, you're licking your wounds, but you know, I mean, the most powerful question in any management, whether it's sales or otherwise, the most powerful question to me is it's the power question, and that is, what did we learn?
Absolutely, and all reps have lost sales. All reps have been devastated by a sale that they've lost.
Blindsided. I've got a truckload of them behind me.
Oh, I have my battle wounds too, and I think when you're with your peers and you admit that you lost the sale and you think you might have blown it, I think they can come together sort of as a round table, a brain trust, and help you.
Yeah.
Also, if you're a manager and you're working with your group, say, you know, time and time again, I watch us all struggle with this one objection. Let's work on it. Let's role play. Let's come up with the right thing to do.
Could you also say, okay, folks, what are you hearing out there? What are people telling you? Could you maybe get a consensus? Is that a good thing, or could that become excuses?
Oh, I think that's a great thing. What are the customers asking you? What are they telling you? And I think you make an excuse if you just say, oh, okay, I guess we better give up. But you say to them, okay, this is reality. This is what the customers are saying to us. What do we say in return? What do they need? What are they not getting from us? How can we improve? That's how you turn that around.
What are some other things that we can do to improve our sales meetings?
Well, you start off with the reps sharing success stories that they want to bring forth, like I talked about. Then you go into sales skills training or development by bringing in a speaker, by reading a book together. And then you recognize reps. End the meeting by recognizing reps. The top producer, the most improved, someone who closed a tough sale, someone who got an appointment after many, many tries. someone who's improved their paid sales, and always mix it up so that no one ever knows exactly who you're going to recognize,
mm-hmm.
and don't always recognize your superstar.
Do you like role-playing as much as I do?
Oh, I think it's key to improving the
Isn't that the low-hanging fruit that's almost never picked up anymore? Back in my day, role-playing was everything.
We did it constantly. And I don't see it done a lot. And when I am, and I still am today, the sales manager sometimes for clients, I'll run staff meetings, I'll do the role-playing. A lot of them have never seen the likes of it.
A lot of people don't. I'm not going to tell you that some people do it. I mean, I loved it, but because it made me better. But a lot of people don't like it. But you do have to stick with your guns. If you're the manager, you have to say, folks, one of the requirements for you to work here is we have to do role-plays.
Yeah.
Get used to it.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, Jim, don't like it. But you have to do it. You have to practice until you really understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why a lot of people panic and hate it.
There are people out there who are good salespeople, but they're not naturals.
Mm-hmm.
And role-playing really helps them. And there are people who think they're a little bit better than they really are. Role-playing really helps them. What do you think?
Yes, they can really get caught up. And my last tip is always send out an agenda. Always. It sets the tone,
it provides focus,
and it shows the rep you take the staff meeting seriously.
There's a track to run on and probably how much time it's going to take.
Yeah, you value your time and their time, too.
I need your website one more time, quickly.
www.salesmanagementservices.com.
Suzanne Paling, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget the new book is...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.